We are here at the 2018 Filene Big Bright Minds here in San Diego, California. We are here with Josh Seidel from Verity Credit Union.
Yeah.
One of my favorite credit unions in this here country, because you guys are very progressive, always pushing the envelope, especially in the marketing area. So
yeah,
you guys are doing some really cool stuff. So.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. So how's the conference going for you before we get into your guys' I3 presentation?
Well, I always love Big Bright Minds. I love the format of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's these small chunks that just really challenge the way you think about
mm-hmm.
a topic.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just always so interesting to see all the creativity and innovation in a room and the way they can tie it back to tangibility of what you can take back. So I've got a notes galore of things I'm going to take
And then we've
back.
Only covered a morning so
right.
far, so we still have an afternoon and tomorrow to go, so hope that's a thick notebook for you. So anyway, hey, you guys, we had the team, we couldn't fit everybody into the picture, but we have the I3 team orange, and there's four of you guys, so it's a big group. We only have the couch is so big, but anyway, they appointed you, Josh, to come in here and do... kind of present what you guys just presented upstairs on stage, your project, and it had to deal with, of all things, pandemics.
Yeah.
And this is something that, you know, a credit union wouldn't really normally think about, you know?
Yeah.
So what was kind of the, what kind of sparked this idea with you guys?
Well, one of the interesting things of the direction the I3 program took, has started to take, is a strategic foresight
mm-hmm.
idea of
mm-hmm.
really going, what are some key areas that we're seeing out there in the world today that may be opportunities for us to look at the impact that they could have. And last cycle, we got the opportunity to look at pandemics, which being in the United States isn't actually something that we tend to focus on. But when you actually look at the data and the trends that are occurring, it's really looking like we're going to experience something in the future, and that there's really no getting away from that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a huge blind spot for us, taking into account all of those things, what can we do to help credit unions be more resilient
mm-hmm.
and adaptable, knowing that that's on the horizon?
Yeah, and this is, like I said, this isn't something that's really kind of on the front burner for credit unions, but it sounds like, based on what you guys talked about, oh my gosh, it should be.
Well, the financial industry has a nasty habit of being reactive.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
aren't we all? Aren't
yeah,
we all that
you know,
way?
And you know, it took the Great Recession for us to make a lot of the enterprise risk management
mm-hmm.
decisions
mm-hmm.
that we make. It took experiencing a lot of hurricanes and a lot of fires. We have a team member who can speak firsthand about the experience of going through the California fires for us to really emphasize the level of planning. And really, our opportunity here is to go, there's a whole other section of this that we have the knowledge, we have the foresight, and we have the tools to be able to be prepared for. Let's not make this something we have
mm-hmm.
to experience first
mm-hmm.
And have to go through to make the changes.
Right. So what were some of your ideas? What would propel a credit union to put this on the front burner, to put a plan in place? Is what I think the main theme of your message was, hey, you guys got to plan for this stuff, just like you plan for disaster recovery.
Well, I mean, the good news is that for most credit unions that have a BCP vendor that they work with,
mm-hmm.
that BCP vendor ought to have pandemics.
Yeah.
So hopefully for some credit unions out there, it's a phone call.
Mm-hmm.
For those that don't, building the plan is really about getting alignment around your credit union, around how to do certain things in the event a pandemic were to occur.
Mm-hmm.
When are you going to trigger your plan? What are you going to... We created a questionnaire that can sort of walk you through these things to get a core plan in place.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The other good news around pandemics is that a lot of it has to do with absenteeism and the impact of absenteeism.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of credit unions out there are already being digital-first credit unions. They're already looking at remote workforce
mm-hmm.
Technologies, which will really help you be more resilient.
Right.
But the real question is, how are you gaining alignment and making sure that you are adaptable in the face of what pandemics
mm-hmm.
can bring?
Mm-hmm.
The planning isn't, I guess the nuts and bolts of it is, the planning isn't the hardest part of it. And so it's actually an easy step to take.
Right.
And what we really wanted is to show how easy it was
mm-hmm.
and just get credit unions to take that hour to get the people together
mm-hmm.
and start the conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because there was a stat that you shared that by the time, what was it, year 2030 or something, that these pandemics are going to be happening more and more and more. So this is something that definitely needs to be talked about on a regular basis now, not just, hey, look what I saw on the evening news last night, you know?
Well, I mean, I think a lot of people think of, well, I think a lot of people think of like Ebola.
Right, that's my
first
thought.
Think of bird flu,
mm-hmm.
right? But that, I mean, the regular flu was one of the most amazing statistics, is just the strains, the impacts that we're seeing just annually now from just the flu is having dramatic increases. I don't remember, Jeremy, if you remember the statistic on the increases of absentee, it went from like 12 hours.
12 hours to 25
almost,
hours?
Yeah, almost double.
Wow.
When we start experiencing, when we saw the H1N1.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not, are we going to experience something? We're experiencing something now. Mm-hmm. We're just not dealing with it well.
Right, yeah.
But it's going to trend to be worse.
Right, right. And this is something that you can't be reactive to, because if it does get worse, it could be very detrimental to your organization, not to mention your community.
Yeah, I think one of the interesting points is the natural disaster group from I3 talked about these sort of three phases of preparing the disaster and then recovery, and that disaster portion is very short. But with pandemics, it's not the ground shakes, there's a bunch of damage, now how are we coordinating? It is months. It can happen in 3-month increments, it can happen in multiple waves. So you're really talking about, how am I fundamentally able to restructure, be adaptable as an organization, to be able to restructure what my core functions are if I need to for months? And that is just a style of thinking that most organizations don't naturally have as a competency.
Yeah, you're right.
And so it's just really important that we take the step now. So you're not 2 months in going, 30% of our members can't make their payments, 35% of our members can't buy their groceries anymore because they're not, what are we going to do about it?
Right, right. Wow, and there's another stat that you guys surveyed, 13 credit unions?
Yep.
And only three of them had, am I correct in that? Three of them had plans in place.
And I'll validate that stat. Just want to. I don't want to make up an answer.
But it was essentially 77% didn't have anything.
Three of them had plans that they felt good about.
Yeah, three of them had.
Others had plans in various stages, but not where they felt that they would be able to implement the event of a pandemic.
Yeah. So essentially 77%, I think, was the percentage that you had up there that, hey, you know what? We're lacking in this area.
Yeah.
So that's a very large number.
Yeah.
I mean, you think nationally or even globally. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Something's got to be done. So that leads me to my next question is, like, what can be done? How do you take this from an idea or a plan to execution at a credit union? How do you get that put on the table?
I think on one side that we didn't get a chance to talk about in our presentation, but a lot of people in our group spent a lot of time talking about is the importance of continuing to be a technology-driven organization, looking at remote access for your members, looking at remote access for your staff. How are you able to take the human element out of as many processes as possible. That's one path, and regardless of pandemics, you should be doing that.
Right.
And I think on the other one, it's really about building a plan. And I mean, I don't want to oversimplify it, but there's no way to know the exact way a pandemic is going to impact your business. So the key is, how are you just walking through the steps? We have a questionnaire. It's really easy to follow. Get the right people. And then we already have ERM meetings. You already have tabletops you're doing for disaster recovery and BCP. Slide a pandemic one in there and start asking the questions so that you can start knowing, given these two scenarios, what are we going to do? Mm-hmm. When are we going to pull the trigger?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's, it seems gigantic. But like most things, when you start getting down to the brass tacks of it, get the right people in the room. And dedicate the resources.
Right.
It's not a lot.
Right. And this is something that can, like you say, can be planned on and can,
it needs,
can help.
I mean, it needs to be planned.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, we are a core function in our society. And we have to, knowing that this is on the way, it would be negligence on our part to not take the steps to ensure that our employees and our members and our communities have access to the resources they need in the event of a pandemic.
Right. Exactly. Well said. Great message to end on. Josh, thank you so much, man.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it. Gentlemen, I'm sorry you guys didn't get on. I mean, if you want to come on and talk a little bit, feel free to. If not, no worries. But thank you for that. I mean, this is something, again, that not a lot of people are thinking about. But I think since you guys are bringing it to the forefront, they will be thinking about it.
That's the hope.
All right. Thanks again, guys.